Father, we bless you this day, O Lord. We exalt your name, for you are God. You are God alone. We lift you up higher. You are good unto us. Thank you, righteous Lord. We bless your name. Thank you, Lord, for you are God, and there is none like unto you, O Lord. We worship you. We exalt your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the blessings of this new day. We exalt you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. We bow before you. We lift up our voice. We lift up our hands and we say, thank you, Lord, for you are great, O Lord. Thank you, righteous Father, for provision, for protection. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. And Father, we are before you this day. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us. You will release upon us favor in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday, the 4th of August, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon your life. Thank him for his good, his kind, and his mercy endures forevermore. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak over your day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the banner of the Lord over my day. I lift up the standard of the Lord over this day. In the name of Jesus. Oh, when the enemy will arise like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raise standard against them. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, no weapon that is put together against me in this day will prosper. For I stand upon his word. He has said concerning me that he will give his angels charge over me to lift me up in their hands. They will bear me up in their hands lest I dash my foot against the stone. Today, I enjoy angelic activity. I enjoy angelic assistance. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, today I speak solution to every impossible situation that surrounds me. In the name of Jesus, today I go forth in joy and I return in laughter. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand over this day. I declare that I am a sign and wonder of favor, of goodness, of mercy, and of grace. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand over this day. I declare that the gate of blessing of this day is opened unto me. In the name of Jesus, today I move with precision and accuracy. In the name of Jesus, I am not left behind. I move under the grace of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I break every resistance of the enemy that is holding me down. In the name of Jesus, this day you will not hold me down. I move forward. In the name of Jesus, I arise into my prophetic destiny. In the name of Jesus, I arise into the glory that the Lord has prepared for me in this day. I arise into my provision in this day. In the name of Jesus, every siege of the enemy, siege of sickness, of accidents, of infirmity that surrounds this day, in the name of Jesus, you are broken. In the name of Jesus, this day you are another level for me. I climb you with grace, with mercy, with favor. In the name of Jesus, I have dominion over you this day. In the name of Jesus, today I call forth the multiple grace of the Lord upon my life. In the name of Jesus, this day all that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you work together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, in you this day I do exploits. For I arise in the power of the Lord upon my life. In the name of Jesus, every limitation around me you are broken. For by God, I leap over every wall of limitation. In the name of Jesus, my fears and worry, I lay them at the feet of the cross. And I take up the garment of boldness. I take up the garment of glory. I take up the garment of provision. Oh, it is boldly written upon me, I am the one that the Lord has helped. In the name of Jesus, I call forth favor. I call forth help in difficult places. In the name of Jesus, every closed door in this day that is of blessing for me, you are opened. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, my going out and my coming in is blessed. in the name of Jesus. My movement today is secured by the blood of Jesus. I declare today, no evil will befall me in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord. Today, I have unlimited access to the provision of God. Today, I walk in the finished work of Christ, for he has said concerning me that the Lord will provide for all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. Oh, the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon me and give me favor in the name of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God, today, before we go into his word for us, I quickly want to remind us of our program that is ahead of us. Remember, I said it yesterday that by the grace of God, our prayer launch is on Thursday, 13th of this month, by the grace of God, by 12 noon. Remember, it's an hour prayer time that we come together and we'll pray. And by the grace of God, on the 20th and on the 23rd of this month of August as well, we are going to be having an anniversary edition of our time of refreshing. By the grace of God, we are going to come together on Thursday, which is on the 20th, and on Sunday, which is on the 23rd. Thursday is going to be by 12 noon. Sunday is going to be by 2 p.m. by the grace of God. The theme of the program is sharpening the edge. We are going to come together and listen to the word of God and pray, and for us to come together and whet the edge, listen to the word of God, sharpen our weapon in facing the next season that is ahead of us. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. All this program is going to take place at our place of fellowship at Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University, that is behind Tafo Arena at Yogodo Junction, Songo Elele Road in Ibadan here. The Lord bless you as you prepare for these programs in the name of Jesus. Amen. This morning, by the grace of God, remember our anchor scripture is from the book of Psalm, Psalm 18 verse 2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Beloved, this morning, I want to open your eyes so that you can see what the Lord has for you in the month of August and the multitude of his blessing, the multitude of grace access that is in this book of Psalm 18. I told you to read from the first verse to the last, and you will see right within the pages of the scripture the blessings that the Lord has prepared for you. This morning, I'm going to lay a foundation for what the Lord is going to open your eyes to see through the scripture. I pray for you in the name of Jesus that this season of your life, you will enjoy all around help in the name of Jesus. All around help from the Lord in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that God, by his power, sets up, lines you up for divine help in the name of Jesus. Maybe you don't understand. Let me repeat it again. That God, by his power, sets you up, lines you up for divine help. Help that you cannot miss. Help that cannot miss you. Such the Lord will line you up for this season of your life in the name of Jesus. Now, beloved, I want you to understand that our life requires help from the Lord. If you look at verse 19 of this Psalm 18, the scripture says, he also brought me out into a large, into a broad place. That is by the help of the Lord. The Lord brings you out of containment and he sets you in the path of broadness, in the path of a large place. Listen, God's promises upon your life will never lead you to smallness. Go and read the scripture very well. The scripture says that though thy beginning might be small, but thy latter end shall be exceedingly greater. Your beginning might be small, yes, but it is not in the plan of God for you to remain in that small position. God's plan for you is to bring you out of every containment. Your beginning must not contain you, must not confine you to smallness. There is a next level for you in the program of God in your life. Know that your Father delights in you. What did you understand? And stay your spirit up as you listen so that you can pray along with me. Every destiny comes with the promises of God, comes with assignment, comes with season and greatness. Let me say it again. every destiny comes with the promises of God. But do you know that even there are some that their promises comes with a prophecy? And even the prophecy, the promises and prophecy upon their life is sitting upon a covenant. And there is greatness that is assigned to them. Know this, that the devil will raise up his agents. That is, he will raise up his agent of wickedness to challenge every greatness in you, to challenge every glory that you carry, to challenge every step of the way in the season of your life. And this is where you have to know that you need to call upon the Lord. Look at our anchor scripture. The scripture says, he said, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. You call upon the Lord to defeat the agent of wickedness that the devil has set up to challenge every greatness that is in you, every glory that you carry. Call out unto God that, God, arise for me. Oh, there is glory upon my life, but I fight this battle every day. There is promises upon my life, but the Red Sea is right there in front of me. There is promises upon my life, but the enemy is holding me down in my season of Egypt. Arise, O God, and help me. The pangs of death surrounds me. The flood of the wicked wants to hold me down to death. O Lord, snares of death confront me. Deliver me, O Lord. Call upon to the Lord, because the destiny you carry needs the hand of the Lord to bring you out of the confinement of the enemy, to bring you out of the confinement of the wicked. Let me give you an example from the scripture. David came into this world, King David, before he was anointed king, he came into this world with great promises, with great assignment that is backed up with great prophecy. He was even anointed for the seasons of his life, for the seasons of his greatness. But the enemies, the agents of darkness, almost buried him within the season of his life. Beloved, you need to arise and pray that the Lord will deliver you from the hand of the wicked one. I'm going to stop here because of time and space, but I want you to hold this in your hand. By the grace of God, we are going to go through some points that are the move of the wicked that you must stop over your life. We are going to go through them and we are going to be praying concerning them. But I want you to keep this in your hand and pray over it today. And that is the battle of displacement. I want you to stand and call on God today that, Lord, I will not be displaced in the name of Jesus. The plan of the enemy is to displace you from your present season, to get you out of where the Lord has positioned you, to take you to another place, to exchange your Canaan for another thing. Call upon the Lord this day. Lord, help me. I will not be displaced. I stand firm on your promises. I stand firm on your word. I stand firm on the promises that you have for me. I will not be displaced in the name of Jesus. The enemy will not trick me out of my place. The enemy will not take my place, will not take me out of my place in the name of Jesus. My throne will not be taken away. My throne will not be taken away. It will not be said of me that the servants are riding on the horse and the princes are walking on the ground. No, that is not my portion. My place will not be taken. I will not be displaced in the kingdom. I will not be displaced in my place in the presence of God in the name of Jesus. I pray for you this morning that the hand of the Lord is upon you in the name of Jesus. By God, you leap over every wall of limitation in the name of Jesus. By God, you leap over every wall of smallness in the name of Jesus. You will not be displaced in the name of Jesus. The Lord is with you. The hand of the Lord is upon your life in the name of Jesus. The plans of the enemy is disappointed over you in the name of Jesus. It is well with you in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go today. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. And the Lord give you peace. The light of his countenance be lifted upon you. And his favor is upon your life in Jesus' name. Remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.